from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's Cutter Crawford, who pitched very well last night. One of his better games lately. As he is fallen off a bit here in the second half, and he ends up saddled with the loss to fall to 8-12. Although he went 6 2/3 innings, allowed 2 runs on 6 hits with 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. Not good enough as the Blue Jays complete a 2-hit shutout of your Boston Red Sox in a time where all these games are very important. Sox are trying desperately to get back into that wild card, and it just seems like they're going to be right on the outside looking in here, unless things change very, very quickly. And I wanted to bring this up because there is a article on ESPN right now called The MLB Trade Deadline, Winners and Losers 1 Month Later. Now, at the trade deadline, I'll admit, I was happier with what the Red Sox did than I have been in the last couple of years. Because at the very least, they went out and did something, right? They didn't just sort of sit on their hands. They didn't, say, well, it's very hard to make deals because we really want to protect these prospects and blah, 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 blah. They had a big problem in the bullpen. It was a glaring problem from the first game after that, after the All-Star break all the way in into the, till the deadline. And they addressed it, right? I mean, it wasn't any names that I knew necessarily. Sims and Garcia weren't names that were at the top of my list. But Garcia was an 8th inning guy there in L.A., and Sims had been pitching okay, not great. But sometimes, you strike gold with these guys. And obviously that didn't happen. Both guys are on IL, and both guys have really kind of sucked since they got here. Here's how this goes. This is Bradford Doolittle, who is an ESPN staff writer. And that is a name I enjoy, by the way, Bradford Doolittle. You know, sounds like a cartoon character.
Is it a job description?
Anyway, here's what he writes. A month ago, we thought we knew who won and lost the deadline, but given the early returns of what actually transpired, how well are those assessments holding up? Two contenders that crushed it is the first one. I'll give you a hint. The Red Sox are not one of these two teams. Oh. The Kansas City Royals and the LA Dodgers. The Royals' 2024 season more from surprising to shocking over the past month. They had Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, obviously, the starting pitchers. Without the moves that J.J. Piccolo made at the deadline, it's doubtful the Royals would have gone from a 50-50 shot at the last wild card to a team with legitimate aspirations for a first-round bye. Mike Lorenzen has changed his pitch mix.
Easy.
Tough one there. Almost said three things that could have got us canceled.
Yep.
And posted a sub-2 ERA as a Royal. Paul DeJong has 5 homers and a .968 OPS, and Lucas Erceg has been the single most impactful acquisition of the entire deadline, giving the Royals a lockdown, high-leverage reliever that they had to have. The other team, that'd be the Dodgers. Jack Flaherty, very good over his first 5 Dodgers start. Michael Kopech, former Red Sox, tweaked his arsenal under the Dodgers' guidance, posted a .68 ERA with a 19-3 strikeout-to-walk ratio, and entered the saves mix for Dave Roberts. On the flip side, Miguel Vargas started his White Sox career hitting .097 over his first 18 games. Follow this reads as much of an indictment on the White Sox as a slap on the back for the Dodgers, so be it. It's the Dodgers. They were a cinch for the playoffs then, and they remain so. 4 contenders that helped themselves. Also, Red Sox not here either. We got the Padres, we got the Yankees, we got the D-backs, and we got the Phillies.
I'm not going to Red Sox at some point.
Here? Not going to read them all. 3 contenders with plus WPA that did not have a good deadline. Here's your Boston Red Sox.
Yeah,
in there with the Atlanta Braves, the Baltimore Orioles, and your Boston Red Sox. Now, of those 3 teams, which part of that do the Red Sox not fit into when you look at those 3 names I just gave you? The Atlanta Braves, the Baltimore Orioles, and the Boston Red Sox. Which of these things is not like the other?
The Boston Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox on the outside of the playoff picture looking in right now, and here is what they wrote about the Red Sox. Another misleading rating alert. Danny Jansen got to do a real-life Bugs Bunny impression. It's kind of funny. Well behind the plate. The James Paxton pickup looked like a non sequitur. There was more of a DFA-related move than a deadline splash. Now he's hurt anyway. The real trouble has been relievers Luis Garcia and Lucas Sims. Garcia appeared to be turning things around, wound up on the IL with elbow inflammation the same day. Sims went on the shelf with a lat strain. Also, let's not lose sight of the fact that Boston's playoff probabilities have dwindled considerably over the past month. And there you have it. I mean, that's really it. There's two contenders that didn't really help themselves, but it hasn't mattered. That's the Houston Astros and the Minnesota Twins. The Twins didn't do anything. The Astros got Yusei Kikuchi, who's been okay, but not great. I'd say that I'd put Houston ahead of the Red Sox when it comes to deadline acquisitions. Kikuchi was a starting pitcher that they had to pay heavily for, and they certainly are they're definitely making the playoffs at this point, so I'd maybe rank them a little bit higher. But as far as the Red Sox are concerned, there were a 42% chance to make the playoffs. They are now down to 27%, and that may have even gone down since yesterday. So
21%.
What do you think? With down to 21% now, with hindsight being 2020,
feels high.
Red Sox at the deadline. I'm saying at the time, I looked at it and thought, okay, they're doing something. They're not addressing everything that I want, but I'll take what I can get. Beggars can't be choosers, and if you're a Red Sox fan rooting for them at the deadline, you're a beggar. Any new thoughts here on their deadline moves?
So I think I got suckered. I think I got snookered. I think I got bamboozled. And I think somewhere Craig Breslow, because if I remember correctly, now you were doing this whole daily sort of regurgitation of information thing that is sports talk radio then. So I would like to know, like, grades.
When was I doing them?
Yeah, the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. You've been doing it a long time.
Sure.
Grades at the time. What was the, if you could go back in your memory bank, because I know people were grading the trade deadline for the Red Sox.
I think I gave them a C+.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that, were you negative, positive? Were there a lot of like B-, C-pluses kind of things?
I don't remember exactly how it went. I liked the Paxton move more than my co-host did. And he actually pitched well before he got hurt. And, you know he got cut by the Dodgers, but
yeah,
that's the type of guy when he gets cut, you're like, okay, well, this is a nice thing to fall into your lap here because he's been having a good year. So I like that. I didn't care about Jansen, and I didn't know the two relievers, but I liked the fact at the very least that they were addressing the bullpen. So I was like, yeah, C+. They needed to do more. They had the prospect capital absolutely to do more. I was disappointed that they didn't, but I didn't think it was a total waste.
So I believe at the time, because this is kind of how
back
I
now,
felt.
I give it a D.
Yeah, well, everybody does.
Yeah.
And the injuries are a weird part of that, but I don't even feel like we had a lot of faith in these guys now, Sims and Garcia necessarily taking the injuries out of the equation. But I feel like everybody was excited about that more than they should have based on two things. One, recent history, because they felt like, hey, the guy went out and got some guys. I don't really know who they are, and I'm not even sure they're good, but they got some guys. And everybody in their mind had some, like, checklists. Wow, they probably need a right-handed bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they probably need a couple relievers. If they could get an arm, a veteran arm, in the rotation, and he got all those things. Now, none of them are all that impressive. Right?
I mean, their right-handed power bat was a backup catcher. So
yeah, that's what I mean.
Definitely not. And
but
their arm was a maybe
fifth starter. We accepted it, and we took it, and we gave it, like, passing grades, good mm-hmm. passing grades.
Passing, yes.
And I think now you look back, and you're like, huh, he bamboozled us. And I think he probably knew it at the time. I bet you Craig Breslow was probably pleasantly surprised by the public perception of the trade deadline. I bet you he was like, huh. People seem happier than I thought they would have been with these moves.
Bar is pretty low around these parts,
yes.
Isn't it? Yeah.
But now, because of the standings and because of the injuries and because, well, the injury, I mean, three of them are gone.
Right.
Three of the four are gone. They weren't that good to start with.
Nope.
But we were sort of bait and switched or, I don't know, good magician
mm-hmm.
kind of distracted us in a
right.
way. And you're like, huh, yeah, that's pretty cool. No, it wasn't cool. And I think I definitely fell victim to that. I definitely fell victim to A, because they did something, and B, they kind of checked off the boxes that most of us had. Even though they weren't great, we believed it was better than it was when the baseball people were probably like, wow, we didn't really do anything, and people seemed to be okay with it.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, it seems like it doesn't take much to impress these folks after,
no,
after
like
the last couple
like
of years.
No, like, Heim Bloom's like, that's all you had to do
that's
for those guys to not rip you?
And listen, he had one very good trade deadline. I'd say the Schwarber deadline was a very good trade deadline. You got Schwarber, Robles, and the other guy, Austin Davis, and no one really remembers those relievers that much. They were fine. They were serviceable. But Schwarber ended up being an impact bat in that lineup after the 2 weeks it took him to get back off the injured list. And that was what we sort of looked at with Bloom and thought, okay, he found a little diamond in the rough there. Maybe he'll continue to do that. And then the next year it was Mike Moustakas or whoever it was, and it's like, okay, this not Moustakas, Eric Hosmer, and you're like, okay, this whole thing's over. And the next thing, he was fired the next year. So there you go. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tony in Bridgewater before the break. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
Tony. Hey, Andy, I told you a month ago you should have your own show, brother, and you two guys are dynamite.
Thanks, thank you.
What the Red Sox and the Patriots have in common, stop with this mid-season acquisition stuff. It's all garbage. The Red Sox blew it in January, February. The Patriots blew it in March and April, okay? They didn't have the horses. Teoscar Hernandez, he wanted to come here. He was begging them.
Yep.
But he 1 year, $20 million he signed with the Dodgers, okay? But they went after Tyler O'Neill with a right-handed power who's constantly injured for $6 million. They went on the cheap. The Patriots, and this is what you have. This is a result. Stop with this mid-season acquisition, the trades. They blew it in the wintertime. They did not want to pay.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Hard to argue with any of that.
Yeah. I mean,
they had options. They had other ways they could have gone. Other
sure.
teams were bolder. Other teams were more willing to spend. The Red Sox were not, and they ended up with what they ended up with.
But the counter argument is kind of what you said earlier. They played pretty well.
Right.
You know, like they were validating their way of doing business.
Well, they were for about a month at the end before the All-Star break. I mean, that's really when
things took
off. But in totality,
you were in the mix.
Yeah. You were a 500 team.
You could have altered the next couple months with the way you hit, regardless of what you did in the offseason, you could have been a playoff team. You could have strengthened yourself as a better candidate to make the playoffs. And in hindsight, you certainly did not do that with any significant moves, any moves that had any legs. They were short-lived. And now you look at it, and we talked about it, the fact that, you know, okay, you're going to lean on the offense to carry you. You're not going to get Bayo and Houck to carry you. And then you look at the offense and you're like, Tyler O'Neill not hitting the ball well, save for the home run the other night, which was sort of meaningless in the grand scheme of things. They were going to win that game either way, but it was nice moment. But Devers, you know what my fear is?
Late inning insurance runs, I'll take that no matter what. It's not like they won by a lot.
No, but they were going to win either way.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, played out. You didn't really need those runs.
Mm-hmm.
Devers continues to miss time. Now, he's supposedly going to DH tomorrow, I believe.
Yep.
You know, my concern there is, and when the season falls out, like, if you fall a couple games back, let's say they lose a couple more, do you get to the point where it's like, why don't we just hang Devers up? Why are we pushing it here? He's got two short.
I think that's almost a certainty if they fall 5 or 6 games out. Yeah.
With some of these pitchers that are already past their innings marks, is there a chance they start saying, well, why are we going to waste bullets in that gun?
Absolutely. Except they don't have anybody to call up and pitch is the problem. You know,
I'm sure they can find somebody.
Maybe. And we'll see. And it's not like how it used to be when you just call up everybody and you have this big long, you know,
right.
In September and you have this huge roster.
But if you put all these
prospects.
Guys on the, you know, arm soreness, IL, arm soreness, IL, shoulder soreness, IL, like you can finagle things at this point. And that's my
concern.
Get
ready for Bailey Horn.
Because as much as I say I don't think they're going to fall apart, that's how they fall apart. If they shut Devers and a couple pitchers down, then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we waved the white flag.
Yep.
Season's over.
And the season's over. Exactly. That's what we saw last year in September. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. We will resume our Patriots conversation when we come back and pose the question. What if Drake May comes in and he's not any better than Jacoby Brissett? We'll ask that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.